This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Defence Force unveils new combat uniforms, school principals soon required to have certification, and KSAC improving development application approval process. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Jamaica Defence Force has unveiled a new digital combat uniform, DCU, to replace the existing disrupted pattern material DPM camouflage uniform. The new operational uniform, which the JDF says will become standard issue Thursday, is up to 50% more effective at camouflaging troops than the outgoing DPM. Civil Military Corporation and Media Affairs Officer for the JDF, Major Basil Jarrett, says the new digital uniforms are more cost-effective. In addition, the new material features rip-stop technology, making it resistant to tearing and ripping. It's also more water-resistant. The new DCU will also have certain built-in security and identification features that are not easily duplicated. Individuals seeking to become school principals will soon be required to have certification from the National College of Educational Leadership, NCEL. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says as part of ongoing plans to upgrade the leadership skills of principals and senior school officials, individuals seeking to become principals will be required to complete NCEL's Aspiring Principals Program and obtain the professional qualification for principalship.
The quality of leadership in a school is a determining factor. In fact, perhaps the most important determining factor in how effectively that institution carries out its core functions of teaching and learning.
Reverend Thwaites says 40 teachers who received fellowships from the ministry to complete the Aspiring Principals Program will receive their certification in March. 100 participants are now being recruited to round two of the program. The education minister was speaking in Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brownberg, says efforts will continue to ensure that development applications submitted to the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, are approved within the stipulated period of 90 days. Mayor Brownberg says the council now boasts a 95% approval rate for development applications submitted to the council. She says the council will continue to push for greater efficiency and is urging members of the public who are experiencing undue delays to send a formal letter to the KSAC.
If your applications are taking longer than what we are saying, do not hesitate to bring that to our attention. We want to track all applications that may be outside of the new standard of 90 days to ensure that we keep raising the bar.
Mayor Brownberg was speaking at the KSAC monthly meeting on Tuesday. Investment opportunities in Jamaica will be the main area of focus when the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference gets underway at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, June 13. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says this emphasis will be a continuation of activities initially undertaken at the 2013 conference. Mr. Brown, who has responsibility for diaspora affairs, says the government, through the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry, will partner with several private sector entities to stage the 6-day conference. Citing the success of the 2013 conference, the state minister says the marketplace concept introduced at that forum will be expanded.
So this year, we're going to have the Jamaica Exporters Association. We're going to have the Jamaica Manufacturers Association. We're going to have the Jamaica Agricultural Society. We're going to have Agro Invest Corporation. We're going to have the Jamaica Stock Exchange. And of course, JAMPRO will be there and government at your service with a one-stop shop facility where you can get everything you need done right there and right in time.
The Jamaica Diaspora Conference will run from June 13 to 18. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.